I'm disappointed that from, as I read it, virtually no money has been created, committed to the provision of water, which is the most fundamental thing in Australia at present. Without water, we're all dead, never mind broke. We know the plight of the Murray. By paying out, I've said this publicly many times, at $5 million a gigalitre, that is five times the going price of water, making it capital gains tax free to these poor bloody irrigators who are going broke, instead of a piddling, I don't know, $1 million or less per gigalitre, give them an incentive to stay in their community, help the economy of those riverland towns, and put 1,500 gigalitres back into the Murray. Fix the Murray during this credit crunch. The money's in the bank. There's 10 point something billion there now.
What about on a more local level here in Port Lincoln? What's the effect been here?
Well, we could do about $1 billion to help Centrex and the various mining companies, A, build a port up probably somewhere north of Tumby Bay. This fooling around of BHP to build a desalinator at the head of the Gulf is silly stuff. Let's do it properly under the Elliston concept, the Tom Cheeseman proposal. He is an ex-BHP geologist. He envisages a wind turbine. The reason that he cites it near Elliston is because that's one of the seven windiest places on planet Earth, to drive a 100 gigalitre desalination system, discharging the brine back into the Southern Ocean. Clean, deep water, none of the environmental concerns that are at the head of the Gulf. Wonderful concept. We'll provide all the water we need for Roxby Downs, Prominent Hill, Iluka Resources, the whole of Eyre Peninsula, you name it. So there goes $1 billion.
What about local business day here? I mean, we've seen a few businesses close in Port Lincoln. People finding it tough?
Well, of course they're finding it tough. But until... There's two things with the creation of credit. One, loans have got to be made, and the public have to... They have to have the knowledge that they can repay the debts, and that's a big worry at present. It's not easy to get credit from banks. Well, let's get past the Brumman private banking sector, get back to the old Commonwealth Bank of the 1920s, which, just to give you some idea, in the First World War, starting with a capital of £12,000, it created £360 million to fight the First World War. It funded the construction of the Port Augusta to Kalgoorlie railway line. It carried the entire Australian primary producers, and it was creating first home loans with sort of 25 to 30 year loan repayments, two payments annually, no variation in interest rates, which were below 5%. 5%, 25 year term, two payments annually. I mean, it's not hard, but under current banking practices where these colossal debts are being built up against the general public, repayable by the Commonwealth via interest payments to the private banking system, it's crazy stuff.
So Kevin Rudd just announced that up to 10 million Australians could get around $950 each to spend. Do you think people will spend that in Port Lincoln?
$950? Who are you kidding? That's about one and a half times the, maybe a bit over one and a half times, wouldn't be one and a half times a week's wages. What will it buy you? I mean, it's a joke.
So it's not going to stimulate the economy here in Port Lincoln?
To get the economy of Australia going again, he has got to address the fundamentals. I said to you, water. Eyre Peninsula has a desperate need for water. The railway system here, the port system, we've already discussed a port for the mining industry, and the mining industry will come good. Okay, we can do with a few bob for the schools and the hospitals and the libraries and so on, but I'm telling you, if you don't get the fundamental infrastructure right, and fundamental is water, guess whose power has been failing lately? You know, why don't we maybe think about building a few more big alternators and let the Australian public have ownership rather than some Chinese or Quickies or whomever else overseas owner. I'm all for Australians owning Australia, and we should be building our infrastructure, and that means power, water, rail, bridges. I mean, the basics, absolute basics.
Speaking of power, on another matter, there was a fire this morning at a turbine.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts about that?
Well, it's disappointing. But, if you will, it's probably under heat stress or something. There may have been a crook bearing in it. Who knows? It's very interesting that and to their credit, the CFS got on top of it instantly. I mean, it's not an act of God. It's probably a mechanical or an electrical failure. And it's most unfortunate for the company.
$6 million damage is
exactly.
A lot.
Of course it is. But it illustrates the fragility of our electrical supply system. I mean, it doesn't matter. You look at Port Augusta, Playford down at Port Adelaide, the Torrens Island Power Station, I should say. All our equipment is antiquated. We're putting Adelaide on ration power these days. You know, we shut down they're not even game to say which suburb or circuit area they're going to close down on the next bloody heatwave. What the hell is going on? I mean, this, in terms of infrastructure, I'd have to say pretty lukewarm passage. It's a good concept, but we must address the fundamentals. Water, power, I mean, a few decent highways wouldn't hurt, you know.
Peter Davis, thanks for your time.
You're welcome, Tom.